This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Socks.
I had to throw away a pair this morning.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that pair of socks, too.
Man, Richie. All right, it's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, the friend to all. Today's big friend is Abdullah Al Saud.
Oh.
Who is the new U.S. ambassador from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, good for him.
Nice.
Writes an op-ed piece in today's Washington Pines. Good, Doug. Washington Post.
That's the old folks' home in Washington.
It's a combination between the Washington Times and the Washington Post. Anyway, he writes, extremism is a scourge. Those who promote extremist ideologies or sponsor acts of violence in the name of Islam cannot be condoned or supported. In Saudi Arabia, extremists have attempted to hijack our religion, have murdered many of our people, and use terrorism to intimidate our nation. There are two things that Saudi Arabia and its people hold dearly and will never allow to be threatened: our faith and our security. Saudi Arabia has been falsely accused of, by some commentators in America, of promoting extremism. Don't they realize that extremists are as much or more of a threat to Saudi Arabia than any other part of the world? If critics took the time to look at the facts, they would see that Saudi Arabia has and will continue to lead all nations in combating the mindset that foments violent extremism. Really, where are your planes, sir, flying over the area where Al-Qaeda and Daesh are? Where are this? I'm sort of swallowing hard on this, because, and I'm being facetious as I read it, because this is such baloney. Also, this thing appears in the Huffington Post today too. This is just such crap. These people are not our friends. They could be if they were fair and square with us. They've benefited greatly, just like the Chinese have. I don't think they're any different than the Chinese. Actually, they've used us. They made deals with Cheney and Rumsfeld and some of that ilk to benefit themselves and the people who they made the deals with, not our country, but the people who helped themselves to what the relationship of these people was all about. They have a horrible record on human rights. They treat women like dirt. So I read this missive and think, you know, what about any of this is believable? Well, we have so much focus on the Middle East. This guy wants to. This reminds me of one of the organizations in Salt Lake City. I'm sorry, it's on St. Louis. The government leaders in St. Louis who are trying to convince us that Monsanto is a good company. That they really are good for America, good for business, good for everybody. And, of course, anybody with a brain knows that that's nothing short of an outright lie. And so, by the way, have you all checked your Facebook post yesterday? We posted the Monsanto Facebook story. If you didn't hear the conversation, Facebook was accused of having a connection with Monsanto. It isn't accused. That is true, that many of the people that are big investors in Facebook are big investors in Monsanto.
Four of the top 10 investors hold stock in each company.
Each company. All right. So the accused, that is Facebook, was supposedly taking down posts that were negative about Monsanto on Facebook. So we all posted the story about Monsanto on Facebook, that they were negative on Monsanto on our Facebook pages. As far as I know, all of them are still there. Is yours still there?
I swear that I posted it while we were in the studio yesterday morning.
It's gone?
And then a few hours later, it wasn't there.
Ah.
I just looked at your page and it was there.
I reposted it yesterday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So I don't... Maybe I'm crazy and for some reason I didn't hit post.
Uh-huh.
But I swear I posted it, and then 2 or 3 hours later, it was gone. Maybe I was wrong. So I reposted it, and it's still there.
Yeah.
So, but the bottom line is, if you look at the top 10 investors for each company, they share 4 of the top 10 stockholders.
Hmm. So there. Roberta, is it still on your Facebook page?
I know. I'm going to look right now.
Jen, Jen?
It is, and I looked earlier, and everybody was there when I checked this morning.
Okay. All right. It's something to follow, something to be aware of, something to think about, something to know. That's the way I look at it anyway.
Mine's
also,
still on here.
Is it? Okay.
It's still here. Yep.
All right. Some other food news. Constellation Brands beer division says they are recalling Corona Extra. Is this a beer that's decent, Richie? They're recalling 12 packs.
On a summer day, if you're outside, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
It affects select packages of clear 12-ounce bottles with deposit labels in our country and in Guam. They're worried about a problem that may include plastic or glass in the beer.
Mm.
So... I don't know anybody who drinks Corona. And that's not true. I've seen when I...
I would drink Corona before I drank a Bud Light.
Corona.
Or Miller Lite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had, when the kids were on the farm working, we had a lot of kids here, I would find 6 packs of empty Corona bottles around. And that's the first time I ever knew what Corona beer was. Is it a Mexican beer?
It's a Mexican beer, and it became very, very popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
When this whole Cinco de Mayo thing started popping up, and there was a big rumor about it for years that there was urine in the beers.
Really?
To try and they think that the conspiracy theory is that Budweiser started that rumor.
Say that's Budweiser all day long.
Yeah. Well, they should know because there is urine in their beer.
Yeah, it's basically urine water, right?
All right. So now, at the risk of me sounding like I don't know what I'm talking about, which is rarely
good. Ask the question that I'm hoping for.
Dos Equis.
Earlier today, he's got it sort of right now. It was DOS. He goes, what is DOS? And I was thinking the operating system. He goes, what is DOS? DOS Equis.
Dos Equis.
Oh, my goodness. Dos Equis would be the...
Two X's, bro.
So when am I... I've never been declared a beer expert. I don't know what this stuff is.
Well, what's with this most fascinating man thing? And I said, it's an ad campaign. This guy, Dougie, has done, I think, 8 or 9 years. And he says, I don't normally drink beer.
Right.
But when I do, I drink Dos Equis. And that was like the big...
Dos Equis, that's it. It's owned by Heineken. They have tripled their campaign. This campaign that Jennifer's talking about has tripled their business. And and this is also a Mexican beer, isn't it?
Dos Equis, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Corona is a Mexican beer, and Dos Equis is a Mexican beer.
Pacifico is my personal favorite Mexican beer.
What is?
Keeping score. Pacifico?
Yeah. Pacifico.
Uh-huh. Well, no. Pacifico.
Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
This is story. That's me, right?
That's right.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, his picture is used on memes all over social media.
Okay. All right, so now we know the rest of the story, boys and girls. That's pretty fascinating, huh? 16 past the hour, and the... I was going to follow it with a raw milk story, but I think I'll hold on to that for a minute. And meanwhile, let's talk about your hair and your hair thinning and the therapy you're using to prevent premature hair loss and thinning hair. There are lots of products around, tons of them. I've tried a lot of them, and some of them work, some of them don't. Some of them work okay, some of them don't work at all. But I have never found anything that was as superb at bringing the fuzz back and thus bringing the hair back. Nothing as good as Provia. Provia cleanses your scalp, gets the gluck that's in the pores that has come from your using bad shampoos, cheap shampoos. Now my new kick is, by the way, Richie, just in case you were wondering, the phenomenon of coconut oil. Coconut products, apparently very good. I know they're good for your skin. Apparently they're very good for your hair as well and your scalp.
Coconut is great, and we also give it to our dogs for their allergies.
Yeah, it will not plug up your pores, whereas most of everything else that is that yellow, I'm sorry, that whitish, well, it's kind of a yellowish, whitish texture, the your cream rinses and the shampoos, don't put that stuff in your hair because it'll just plug up the pores. If you got them plugged up, then you need to use Provia. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You get not one bottle, but two bottles. You get the regular Provia and the Super Concentrate, which will work faster, open up the pores, follicles of hair under your scalp, start to grow again. You'll feel the fuzz. Keep using it for 3 or 4 months. If you don't feel the fuzz by then, get your money back. It's that simple, that easy. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Does your head feel like it's going to implode when you swim to the bottom of a pool? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how divers go way deeper without any problem next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Pressure can create pain and many other issues for diving. However, divers easily and comfortably reach depths at 100 feet or more by learning techniques to equalize their ears and sinuses. It's really quite simple to do. If you've ever flown in an airplane and yawned to clear the pressure in your ears, you can likely do the same underwater by following some basic tips from a dive instructor. Dive into dan.org for more info and Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
OT $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Review now as we're in our musical mode or mood for music. So we do it this portion at this time and every hour, 24 past the hour. By the way, Walt, thank you for reminding us. 24 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Walt is our clock keeper. He sets the clock every hour. For us.
Clock. Yes.
He runs around here behind me in the studio, and every now and then he goes, we are
tick-tock.
A second off, sir. We tick-tock. Are a second off, sir. I have to set the clock.
Tick tock. All right, so number one songs from various years. And this one brings us to this week in 1985 when REO Speedwagon had the number one song called I Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh, my God.
It's a good song. It's a good pop song.
Takes me back to a girl.
Which one?
Tracy.
Did I know
her? My parents' basement.
She was before my dad.
Got well
cool,
before.
Or?
1985.
When did
you're
I meet you? I met you
pocket?
In 19.
Yeah.
Yes. I met you in 1997, I think.
June 1st, 1997 was our first day on the air. So.
Right. I was at Uri Geller's house.
Yeah. I was wearing a diaper.
Look at how easy I am. He thought he was going to get fired the first day because he made such a mess of things. 19 years later, he's still making a mess of things. He hasn't been fired yet.
I kept you on the air that day. You were the one that was broadcasting from a tin can in London.
We did a lot of tin can.
It was an adventure, yeah.
All right, Mr. Number one this week, 1986. All right, let's keep moving here. Bon Jovi was number one here this week, 1987. Living on a Prayer. It's a good song. Let's have a little more history, Gene. Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear.
Hold on. Yeah, that's what I want.
There it is.
I want to hear the beginning. Hold on.
Uba. You do that, Roberta?
Johnny used to work from the docks.
Uba.
I hear it.
Uba. I'll hold your hand and we'll make it together, Roberta.
Doug?
Yes, Richie.
Let's Rickroll, everybody.
Hi, Rick Astley. Great song. I love this song. Always have. Number one this week in 1988. Rick Astley, also known as Howdy Doody, to his friends.
You and my friends have just been Rickrolled by the Good Day Show.
Never gonna give you up. Crack it up, Richie.
admit it, you're dancing in your car.
It's a great, great song.
It really is. Great song.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah, yeah. He did.
He did three or four of these songs and made a career out of it,
well,
more
or less. I can't get him because Robert Palmer's dead, but Rick Astley.
What's that? How you compare this?
Like, that's fair.
Wait a minute.
Well,
where'd that come from? How do we get away with comparing Rick Astley to Robert Plant?
Robert
what
Palmer.
Universe does that happen?
I only made fun of you mildly for the Doss Equus.
All right. Okay. All right. Janet Jackson, number one this week, 1990. No, that's not.
You know what?
Jennifer, you remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Escapade.
Like prime time.
Yeah. Myrna, you remember this song?
No.
You remember Escapade?
It's coming. Yeah. It's here. It comes. You're going to remember it right now.
Most about this is the music video.
Yes.
She had an earring that she wore that was a hoop with a key on the end of it.
Yeah.
And I wanted that earring so badly, and I looked all over. Finally, I found it, and I was, like, thrilled that I had the same Janet
with the key
earring. Nothing. It was just a fake key.
I like the black leather outfit she was sporting in that video.
Really?
Yes.
Of course.
Sexy pig.
That's me.
All right.
Guilty.
So we have time for one more.
Sure, why not?
Mariah Carey. Number one this week, 1991. Someday. This is Casey Kasem. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Get after on good day.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Inc. are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Inc. can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We have a little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Your gut. It's your engine. Your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Autocross enthusiast. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Stephen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, and we have ghosts here.
The ghosts.
As well, the ghosts of radio past wandering around. The dean of the law school at the University of California, Jennifer, sexually harassed his executive assistant.
Uh-oh.
And was this became known on the campus. Everybody knew it. But he stayed on the job. How do you get away with that?
Tenure.
Especially when there's lawyers walking all over the place.
Right. How in this age, this is 2016, how does this happen that somebody like this who is admitted, he didn't go to trial, but he's been convicted by the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
He harasses his assistant. She leaves and he stays.
You know, it's
how did
funny.
That happen?
It's interesting that you bring this up because I was asking this question about college professors not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that I work with at my radio show, on my radio show in the afternoons in Southern California, is Ben Shapiro. He is a pundit. You see him; he's kind of, you know, fresh case, about 30.
He's an arrogant little so
okay,
forth.
Okay, well, I wasn't going there.
No, but you don't have to. I'm just telling you. I think he's an arrogant.
Anyway, he's a conservative guy. He's very big into getting young people into the conservative movement. And he just recently spoke at Cal State University, Los Angeles, and there was a big riot because he was there and the school invited him but then uninvited him, and it was this whole mess. Well, the story that intrigued me most is not about all of that, but about a teacher who was there who did not take too kindly to Ben's messaging. And so before the event actually happened, he threatened to his students that if he saw anybody show up to this rally, he would wrestle them to the ground. Now,
because of Shapiro's. Because of Shapiro's.
This has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with anything. This is just the fact that a teacher is threatening to wrestle students to the ground, and nothing is done. And the same thing that you're talking about here, where they're sexually. I mean, when these professors get tenured in, it is like it's almost impossible
it's
to
like
have
firing
them removed.
A teacher who puts his own sperm in the brownies he gives to his students. How long did it take to get him out of the LA school system?
Remember that?
The cookies, yeah, whatever it was. Oy. Anyway, this is a sign of the times and not a good sign of the times. That's why I bring it to your attention. The obituary of Mrs. Reagan, pretty much everybody knows the story. She's going to be laid to rest Friday morning. She planned the details down to the last little eensy-beensy thing herself.
I thought it was kind of cool that she had her Secret Service detail act as the pallbearers for her.
Yep.
I thought that was really cool. And did you see the list of people coming? The
George
one that's
W.
Out.
Bush, Laura Bush.
The one who's not coming.
Rosalynn Carter, yeah. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton. Well, I think it's interesting that the list that I saw was all first ladies except for George Bush. I don't see any other presidents, vice presidents.
Don't forget the most important dignitary. Mr. T will be attending.
Really? I don't know that.
I pity the fool.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently they have some sort of friendship.
Really?
That's awesome.
All right. So here's what I find interesting in this.
When
you get into the nuance of it, other than that, which is I was very curious because I didn't know that she was in the Santa Monica mausoleum there. There are a couple of really cute funeral homes.
Wayne Newton, too.
Santa Monica. He's in a funeral home in Santa Monica?
Wayne Newton's going
to
be
there,
too.
No, he's coming to.
Oh, they had a great, though. Are you kidding? They were all over him and he. If Lawrence Welk were still alive, he'd be there. So
that's
I find
you
it,
don't hear too often.
What if Lawrence Welk was still alive? He'd be there.
If the 50s called, they'd like their reference back.
Well, so here's. I find this rather interesting. The way that the details have come out, she's going to be laid to rest so that her casket is touching his casket.
It's so sweet.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
These two have such, I mean, I don't care where you are politically, but you look at their relationship, and I've been listening to a lot of people talk over the last few days, and it seemed like, I mean, there were rumors of her affairs and all kinds of nasty
stuff. Frank Sinatra.
But after he got shot at, after he was shot, they seemed to have this strengthened relationship that really was pretty incredible. And from that point on, she did everything she could to protect him.
Yep. So the other thing that I find interesting
here
is...
It looks like she had an affair with Mr. T before that day. That's why they were close.
Okay.
Wow. Jane.
So here's what I despise about the news media, this kind of stuff. In romancing the way this is supposed to be, The L.A. Times describes the tomb as a hillside tomb facing the ocean. It does not face the ocean.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I didn't see it. I was standing.
Oh, yeah.
I stood there. I didn't see the ocean.
Oh, yeah, you can. You might have been there on a... You might have been there
on a... I stood there twice. Never mind. Once I was there twice. I stood there in front of him where the tomb is by myself.
Well, you weren't looking hard enough.
I haven't seen the ocean around.
It is. It's over the hills.
Far away.
It's not there.
Well, the idea is that their feet and their heads are facing the ocean. That's very much true. He wanted to look out at the Pacific.
Yeah.
How far away is the Pacific? Like 50 miles or like...
No, probably 10 or 15 miles.
Okay. 25 miles.
No way! In Oxnard? No. Or Ventura?
It's in Simi Valley. It's not there. No. It's
I'm going to go with the Valley
wanna
bet? On this one.
You want to make a bet?
What are you going to bet?
How much, Dougie?
I would say the way
can't
the
bet cash, we're on the radio. You have to bet good services.
How about my most precious piece of art?
Yeah, something with value.
Is that the bulldogs playing poker on the velvet?
I have some.
Your most precious piece of art I got is your picture of Charlotte. So
really? You did give me that.
And yeah, I don't
and you
want
know
power.
What? I got to tell you something. I've said this to you before on and off the air. That is one of the most wonderful things. And every time I come into the house, I walk by the picture and kiss it.
Aww.
Now you're going to make him
well,
cry.
Well, now I'm not going to be able to rub your face the fact that I'm right.
No, you aren't. I've swallowed.
Jeez, you just made that all up wrong.
What's that expression? Foiled again. Curses.
Foiled again.
Foiled again. Speaking of that, Mike Ditka has been fired.
Stinks.
For saying Obama was the worst president we've ever had. Well, he gets fired for saying the truth.
By who?
By ESPN.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep.
He's blaming.
He came out and he said Obama was terrible. He said he likes Trump. And next thing you know, he's got a he's got his bags packed.
See you later. Now, the...
spine, ESPN.
Well, this is free speech, isn't it? I mean, is it or isn't it? Free speech.
In what context was he talking about Obama
right,
on
here's
the
what this
ESPN?
You want to? He had said he was on a radio show called the Bernie and Sid Show. They were talking about Obama. He said he was a fine man, but he says I'll likely vote for Trump. Well, Obama's not running again. He said one of the dumbest things, the biggest mistakes he ever made, was not running against Obama when he ran for the Senate in 2004. Remember what do you call it, was still around, when Skinner was around, she ran, and she said that Ditka was going to run, and one wonders, had Ditka run, would he have beaten Obama? I think he could have beaten
Obama.
Oh,
yeah, without a doubt.
And that would have been the end of Obama. He would never have gotten to where he is now.
It's all your fault, Mike.
Yeah. But he has said good things about Obama. You're one of us. Gave him a personalized jersey when the Bears visited the White House in 2011. But his opinion about his political... He may be a fine man. I'm not disputing that. He could be a great guy, as far as I know. But he still sucks as a president. So... what's wrong with saying that?
There goes your job on ESPN.
Yeah, apparently. Freedom of speech there.
Apparently ESPN was worried about losing all of their Obama viewers.
Right. That's a big... That's very important at this point in time.
You know what's cool?
Right.
Just reading on ESPN, and they have an article about the 40 most powerful people in football and the NFL over the next 40 days.
Uh-huh.
And my high school buddy and neighbor, Mark Levin, was named number 36.
Why is it important over the next 40 days? There's no football being played until July.
They're crafting their team.
Because everybody's free agency started, and everybody's moving and shaking right now, picking people up, and they're all moving. And my buddy Mark works for the NFLPA, and all the agents come to him.
Yeah.
Because he manages the salary caps for the NFL.
Would be a bit risky. You know, I'm so glad I know you.
No, it's just
I'm really happy because you are surrounded by so many important people that I feel like I'm the 6 degrees of separation from all these important
people. Let's go back to talking about you and your stupid dead dog.
What?
Oh.
You didn't really just say that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to pull out the fun card.
No. All right, 17 before the hour, 43 after on Good Day.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too, thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office, up to 60% off, for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
All right, we have 47 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There are people... excuse me, I don't have my voice.
What did they say? Cat got your tongue, right?
Maybe. Now, so the tweets... Jennifer and I have been talking about this off and on for quite a long time, actually. Mm-hmm. The things that are said about politicians, the things that are said about radio, television personalities, things that are said about bosses, things that are just said in a bullying manner about other people. So when you listen to some of these things, there was a video that was done, comments sent to a couple of different sites on females, generally speaking. Here's one of those nasty tweets, male writers talking about how they felt after they read the comments that their female coworkers have been getting. In other words, how would you feel if you were the recipient of some of the things that you've written?
I don't understand why anyone would ever get on the internet and argue why a woman needs to have her kicked.
It's clearly another notch above the types of things that the men on this site get. And, I mean, unfortunately, that's how it is across the internet.
It makes me feel very angry. Usually when I'm attacked online, it's for my arguments. It's not for how I look. You know, they actually argue against what I'm trying to say. They don't just, like, attack my sexuality or my appearance.
I feel like it's unfair a little bit to have, like, that extra aspect. Everyone is a person. You know, no one should take abuse. Unfortunately, I definitely think women get the short end of it, and that's definitely something that's deep-rooted in society.
As much as you don't want to engage these people, they're also not going to go away if they think what they're doing is actually making a difference. So letting them know that their useless comments are really useless, I think, would bring us forward.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Just be aware that it's going on and stop it if you can.
All right. Is that enough said?
You know, the best thing about all that is all right. Just to be empathetic. Yeah. You know, when you have fun with people, I think you can have fun with them, but you don't attack them for the core of who they are. Attack people for their arguments. It's kind of like the presidential candidates. Attack them for their policy, not for their personal life. I mean, it's the way it should be.
Yep, I agree. All right, here's the recipe of the day. Stir-fried chicken made with ketchup.
Oh, that's horrible.
The article, and not the article,
ketchup,
the recipe.
I don't know about
I just am going through the New York Times today. The cooking session section has a recipe for stir-fried chicken with ketchup.
With ketchup.
I can't imagine
anything
worse.
You had me at stir-fried chicken, and you had me at ketchup, but you bring them together. I don't know.
Also, a review of diets, the paleo diet. Too much meat, not enough veggies, not enough fat. And by the way, if you're on the paleo diet, what do you eat for snack food? What would be considered a paleo?
And how miserable are you?
Why isn't the Atkins diet sort of a paleo diet?
Yeah, low carb. Except paleo is a little more about, like, very clean eating, you know, all natural stuff.
But what do you eat for snacks?
Chia seeds, nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
51 after on a good day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time here on Good Day. In a moment, we're going to check our Facebook pages to see if Facebook's connection to Monsanto has allowed or required or enabled them to take down the post about Monsanto's connection with Facebook that we put on all of our Facebook pages yesterday. Jennifer did. I did. I forget to ask you, Carrie, if you even have a Facebook page. You got a Facebook page?
I do, but I didn't post anything about Monsanto.
So why? What's the big idea?
I guess I wasn't part of that party.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're all the stories are still there, though.
Are they? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll address that and some mean tweeting going on. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting. So take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Saitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. Available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says mom have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter two-step program for hard-working hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, rapid repair cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more, there's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
All right, 56 past the hour on Good Day. There's a startup which we have storied at DougStephan.com that wants to help keep your parents out of the hospital. It's called Home Hero. I think we were talking about this with one of our medical partners, Jennifer, this past week. This is one of the new startups that is aimed at helping those who are older who don't have the ability. It's kind of a progressive, help, I'm falling and I can't get up. Except these are apps that are on, there's Honor, there's HomeStream, there's CareLux. They are not providing medical care, but they remind you to take your meds. They remind you to go to the doctor. They'll help you if you have a program. There's a button you can push that'll get you to 911 or something like that. And so this is a partnership that's developing technology with hospitals. They're planning to keep tabs on people. And so the first impression you get is, oh, that's great. But then you think, oh, do I want the government? Because that's basically what this is, keeping tabs. The Medicare people are paying for this, to keep tabs on those who are old and maybe have been in the hospital, and one in six go back to the hospital within a month. So we need to keep tabs on them. So does the good outweigh the bad here? Jen, what do you think?
I would be inclined to say this is pretty helpful, but, I mean, there's always that negative side, as right. You bring up, where the government has access to everything.
All right, here's Elite Daily, which is the voice of Generation Y, online news and information website targeting millennials. They are not political, not controversial. Recently, some male writers there made a video of themselves reading comments that were sent to female writers. You won't believe some of the things that were written. Here's part of that video, the audio from these tweets.
You're a f***ing idiot.
Why are so many women retarded?
Wow, what an obnoxious dumb f*** you are.
Wasn't even clever.
The best part of this is that this guy is a barista at Starbucks telling other people they're idiots.
I don't know why the anonymity of the keyboard allows dudes to feel like they can use the C word.
It's aggressive. It's a thing to say to a straight man you don't know.
I think we got the essence of what's going on here. What do you feel about when you listen to this, Jennifer? What does it make you want to do?
It kind of, I don't know. I mean, throwing up would be like a super strong thing, but it's just, people, oh my gosh, Doug. On social media, I'll be rolling through there on Twitter, and people are so mean. And it's not just young people. Now the older people that are involved on Twitter are doing that. I mean, in this election year, I've been watching these political guys who are quoting, I actually tweeted about this the other day, who have Bible verses quoted in their biography using some of the most filthy language you could ever believe in their Twitter stream.
And they're Bible thumpers.
Yes! It's like, come on, people. Crazy anonymity and... Ugh, yeah.
Can we bring some civility to our discourse, please? 59 past the hour.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.